Why is the veteran important? When I think about why our nation's veterans are so important, I'm reminded of bridges. I'd like to ask you now to picture in your mind the most magnificent bridge that you've ever seen. You see it? Bet you see something strong, something sturdy and dutiful, something that stands no matter the elements. I'm also guessing that, like me, when you cross any bridge, you give very little thought to all the support and protection it provided you during that transition. I think that much like a stable bridge holds us up, our veterans do the same. They represent a safe crossing that was made through threats, both known and unknown, that could have swept us away. They are the stability that has endured through a dozen major wars and countless other military engagements. Ever since our country was founded in 1776, every generation of America has witnessed brave individuals in our nation's military engaging in some sort of combat to protect our way of life. Tens of millions of Americans, including 31 of our presidents, have defended our country. It's a legacy that cannot be ignored, like a spectacular bridge that marks our landscape. But not all bridges are beautiful. Some are battle-worn and weathered, but they still stand. They all tell a story, even in their silence, of transitions through hard things and the passengers they have carried on their backs. The Webster Dictionary defines a bridge as a time, place, or means of connection or transition. Veterans are similar in that way, and that they are a means of connection or transition. I would like to share with you 5 ways in which I believe veterans are like bridges. First of all, they have carried the weight of America on their shoulders time and time again, and have withstood the elements of war, bloodshed, and death. They have sacrificed in being away from their homes and families and even comforts, just so our country could transition from war to peace. From Valley Forge to Iraq, the Civil War to World War II, and countless other wars, veterans have stood through things we couldn't even imagine. Secondly, veterans are like a bridge because they are trained and built to transport the collective and pay no mind to the differences in those they serve. They don't ask you if you're Democrat, Republican, Black, White, Christian, or Muslim. They live out patriotism without politics, protecting all from the dangers that threaten to sweep us all away. They've risen above politics, above the issues that divide us, and truly protect the one thing that unites us all, which is being an American. Thirdly, a veteran is proud and humble. A bridge doesn't know its splendor, it just does its job. A veteran is proud of the country they fight for, but humble in the realization that some of their comrades never came back. Veterans take personal pride in our freedoms. Many times we might be surprised that a veteran isn't offended by some things that might upset others. It's because they understand that freedom for one means freedom for all. A veteran never talks about the glory of war, and knows that those who do brag about it are probably those who know the least about its reality. They can still vividly see in their minds the wounded and the dying, the widowed and the orphaned, the destroyed homes and cities. But they also understand that the cost of war is often necessary to prevent tyranny from taking the blessings of liberty. In 1945, President Eisenhower gave a speech in London where he stated that humility must always be the portion of any man who receives acclaim earned in blood of his followers and sacrifices of his friends. The fourth point is that veterans do the hard things that we can't or won't do. They're the front line that confronts the danger and faces evil head on. Like a bridge, they carry us through the things that frighten us, like Pearl Harbor or September 11th, by taking the lead while we stay safely behind. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do." She may have been inspired by her uncle, Teddy Roosevelt, who penned the famous essay, The Man in the Arena, in 1910, in which he wrote, in part, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by sweat and blood." Finally, it was President Kennedy who said, "Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names. Mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. The goal of education is the advancement of knowledge and the dissemination of truth." Kennedy's eloquent words sum up the most significant reason why I believe veterans are most like bridges. They stand throughout time as a testament to our past, an education tool with their testimonies of the atrocities of war and why it must not happen if at all possible. They connect us to our past, to our future, and educate new generations of what could be if we fail to protect the liberties they have so valiantly fought to defend. Like bridges that have stood for generations, veterans in every era of American history have played that significant role of connecting our past to our future, so that we can learn from both our mistakes and our victories, protect our way of life, our liberties, and most importantly, those that come next.